Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for your big book study. My name's Russ M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from outside of Philadelphia. Today's Friday, the 13th of February, 2026. Today we're reading from the big book. We're in There's a Solution. We are on page 19. We're sharing on the third paragraph, and it starts with, we have concluded to publish. And ends with concerned with the drinking problem. And our readers for today, and we're going to just share on that paragraph. Our readers for today, the 12 steps, Gloria B, 12 traditions, Tens and P. Starting off the reading and sharing is Tina S. Page 164 is Tamara C. Backup readers, Tony B. Newcomer greeters, Hanietta R. Second hour host is Eileen M. And Kathy S. will be taking care of announcements. The share ID for yesterday, Thursday, February 12th, 2026, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,204. That's 23204. The 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,205. 23205. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and a practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I've asked Gloria B. to share the 12 steps. All right, Gloria, could you press star one for the steps?
There we go, finally. I'm
there, you got it.
There we go. This is Gloria B. In Missouri, recovered compulsive overeater. 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Excuse me. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thanks, Gloria. Appreciate it. Next up is Tens of P with the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everyone. Tens of P checking in from New York, and here are our beautiful 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience, Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tenzin. Thanks, Gloria. Appreciate your service. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, that you keep your sharing to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press *1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're in There's a Solution. We're on page 19, that third paragraph, and we're reading and sharing on that, starting with, we have concluded to publish and ending with concerned with the drinking problem. And TNAS is going to get us rolling. You're up, Tina.
Thanks so much, Russ. Tina S., recovered compulsive eater, anorexic in Florida. We have concluded to publish an anonymous volume setting forth the problem as we see it. We shall bring to the task our combined experience and knowledge. This should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with the drinking problem. Yeah. You know, what I really love about the way Bill writes is when he asks a question, you know, he gives us the answer in the next sentence or so. And, you know, in the previous paragraph, last sentence, the question is, how then shall we present that which has been so freely given? And then he tells us exactly how we're going to do that. And, you know, it sets forth the problem. And I got to know the problem before I have any kind of a solution. And for me, you know, it tells me on page 45 that lack of power is my problem. And also Bill talks about in the doctor's opinion, you know, that I have an allergy of the body and an obsession of the mind. And for me, that is certainly true. You know, when I first got here, I thought that people were just blowing smoke. That's an excuse. I got an allergy of the body. You know, I could really relate to the obsession of the mind, but I never really thought about the allergy until I thought about the allergy of the body when I looked over my past. And that's what he talks about. We're going to talk about our combined experience and knowledge, you know, and through this, the first 164 pages and back in the book, you know, they share, the alcoholics share their experience, strength, and hope, you know, and that the program, you know, for me is the first 164 pages, you know, what takes care of the allergy of the body certainly is to abstain from my alcoholic foods. But what takes care of this crazy mind is the 12 steps, where I have a transformation that comes about only for me when I work the 12 steps. And it has been freely given to me. And I love that part about the book. You know, I don't have to pay no money, you know, and, you know, by the time I was ready, you know, because I came here initially in 1987, my abstinent date is 1999. So there's like a 12 years difference. And when I was ready, you know, people were here ready to share their experience, strength, and hope. And for me, you know, when I first was willing to do this stuff, I had a sponsor who was also, you know, I'm an alcoholic too. And I share that because that's part of who I am, was an alcoholic and an overeater. So she was grounded in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that's what gives me life today. You know, I love to talk about the freedom that comes about when I work this deal. When I do this deal, I get it. You know, I get the freedom. I no longer am obsessed in the mind. I mean, there are times when thoughts come through my mind, but, you know, I have a solution today. You know, I have a network of friends. I have a sponsor. I have a God who does for me what I cannot do for myself. And I'm so grateful for all of that, you know, and, you know, there's so much in that one little paragraph that he writes, but, you know, specifically, I love the way Bill writes. You know, I love what he, you know, he's asking us a question and he's giving us the answer. And then the last sentence, it says, this should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. Well, you know, my suggestion is, you know, that you do the deal, you know, and when I read the book, there are many, many musts, you know, and not so many suggestions. And, you know, and I'm glad that it talks like that to me, because I'm someone who needs to know, you know, if I don't do this deal, I'm not going to get it. Bottom line, you know, and last house on the block. And I'm so grateful that I can stay here. You know, I'm not stopping here. I'm staying here and I'm continuing. I'm walking this path, you know, and with that, I'll pass. Love to hear what everybody else has to share. Thanks so much, Russ.
Thanks, team. I appreciate you. All right, we're going to open up the lines for sharing, and although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day. So if you shared on Wednesday or Thursday, please step back and allow others to share. What I'll need is your first name, first initial of your last name, where you're calling in from. If we could do one at a time, that would be pretty cool. I know how tough that is, and just, you know, I get to hear people. I'll let you know where we're at throughout the meeting. Who's up?
Chanel T.
Tamara C.
Washington State.
Chanel. I guess
Larry P.
Chanel C. Tamara. Larry.
Reva P.
Reva. All right, who else? Come on. Don't be shy.
Shanna C.
Shanna. All right, let's get a couple more. Let's get a couple more for this first round. We're all family here. Don't be shy.
Rich B.
Jennifer C.
So that was Rich.
Jessica
B,
F. from Ohio.
All right. This is perfect. Jennifer C. and Jessica, I think, S. Okay. Awesome. That's a great list. So we got Chanel, Tamara, Larry, Reva, Shanna, Rich, Jennifer, and Jessica. Chanel, you are up.
Well, thank you so much, Russ. Thank you for your service. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Really early, but not cold here in Washington State. I'm Chanel T., grateful and recovered compulsive eater by the grace of God today. Check if you're muted, you guys. Okay. And how to say a lot in a little, this paragraph. Left us with that cliffhanger of how. You know, how then shall we present which was that which was so freely given us right before this? Many could recover if they had the opportunity we enjoyed. And it's just, I love that he just says it. We set out the problem, as our lovely first share told us, set out the problem, which Dr. Silkworth does, and then he continues that here, and he talks about that we're going to share our combined experience and knowledge. I love that so much of it, in order to suggest a useful program, is looking at how they did it, but not in a, okay, you're going to, it's like going to a place, I'm going to visit a place, but all I'm going to do is know the street name and the address. I'm not going to know anything else, kind of like plugging it into the GPS. No, this is actually telling me the landmarks. This is telling me what I'm going to see along the way in a very clear and concise manner. That doesn't make sense because I'm neither of those, clear nor concise a lot of the time. But what I am is a compulsive eater who had no solution that made sense before this. Done. I tried many, and I'd be out there still trying, or just still dying, because that's what was happening. I was dying very slowly, very painfully. I wasn't hundreds and hundreds of pounds overweight. I wasn't massively underweight. At times I was underweight. At the time that I came back here, please let that be the only other time I need to come back here. Please let me stay forever, the rest of my life anyway. I was over 100 pounds up. And I just was out of ideas. It's a useful program, and a really simple one, not always easy, really simple. But it's their combined experience. This is what worked. Dr. Silkworth could tell you exactly what, and his colleagues, what the problem was, and that's a beautiful thing. We're so grateful. But then to find a spiritual solution for a physical and mental problem, who would have thought of that? I don't know. I just know that, I mean, I do. But what I'm saying is, I don't know how it all came together so beautifully. And then Bill's writing so clear tells me the same stuff over and over because I need that. Tells me, hey, guess what? Recovery, not just sobriety, or in my case, not eating those things, abstinence, not doing those behaviors, but recovery, so much better than just white knuckling it. I'm not going to eat those things. That would forever feel like a diet. This doesn't feel like a diet at all. This feels like freedom. So grateful. Thanks, Russ. With that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Chanel. Next up is Tamara, followed by Larry.
Good morning. This is Tamara C., recovered compulsive overeater in Missouri. I was concerned with an eating problem, and I thought the problem was that I couldn't get control. And I learned in this book, my main problem is, actually, I think I'm supposed to run the show. I think I'm supposed to have control. And so it doesn't go my way, and I just try harder. And that's a pretty miserable way to live, and it definitely drives me to addiction. And the combined experience that I read about is that there's a solution, and the solution is not, Tamara, get more willpower. The solution is, Tamara, receive a spiritual awakening by taking certain steps abstinently. And it's this combined experience. I have a fellowship to lean on to help me in my recovery. And when I'm working with a sponsee, it's not just one recovered voice that I need to hear or that a sponsee needs to hear. It's all of our experience that we put together that is most useful in helping each other. And what about my eating problem? Well, my experience is that as I become spiritually awake, the promise that I would cease fighting the food gets fulfilled for me. I still protect my abstinence that supports me as I grow along spiritual lines, but it's not me controlling it. The obsession is lifted. I take the action that helps, but I don't have to white knuckle it through. This is a useful program, certainly useful in solving my eating problem, and I found it useful in so much more. Getting a relationship with a higher power relieves me of that bondage of self. Like, I have to do this. I have to figure it out. This morning, pretty soon, I'm leaving to go on a trip to California for the Celebration of Life service for my sister-in-law. And in getting ready, there was a lot of opportunity for those old ideas, like, okay, I got to control this. I got to figure out my food, figure out what to pack, don't forget anything, figure out what we're going to do when we get there. And just such a relief to do 10 steps, keep going back to this power who guides me and is with me through tough circumstances, and just finding peace and joy through it is such a better way than the old misery and suffering I would still be in if it weren't for this book, which tells me my problem and my solution. I can't imagine what it would be like today without it. So I'm grateful to God, to this book, and to all of you who study it with me. We'll pass.
Thanks, Tamara. Next up is Larry K, followed by Reva P.
Good morning. Good morning, Russ. Thanks for your service. Larry K, recovered compulsive overeater from Chicago. You know, that we read, they published a roadmap. They published a blueprint for having a spiritual awakening sufficient to drive out the mental obsession, to cultivate a relationship with a power greater than yourself. And the pioneers, they laid out the problem. They laid out the solution to the problem and how to bring that solution to light. Now, what I'll tell you is I've had the honor, the privilege of carrying this message. It wasn't my intention. I had other intentions for my life, but I've had the privilege of carrying this message all over the U.S., even a few other countries. And I share this with you to offer the following experience. If you randomly were to attend a series of OA and in my case even AA meetings, one thing you wouldn't find is a great enthusiasm for working the steps. That's what I've seen lots of places. In fact, I would estimate that maybe 8 out of 10 meetings do not discuss the steps. They don't talk about sponsorship. When they do talk about sponsorship, as lovely as they are, and they are great people, they talk about it, I would say, kind of like a part-time friendship, certainly not to guide people through the steps. Even in AA, the big book, in my experience, is not widely accepted as a roadmap. It's out there. It's talked about, but it's not a roadmap for how to work the steps, to have a spiritual awakening. That's not what I've seen. People do not study the book as we do. If they come to our meeting, some do, I talk to them, they find it strange. Many think we're overzealous. See, I think Vision for You has upset the status quo, not only in OA, but in AA as well. They're aware. We didn't invent this practical program of action. Most meetings, even Zoom meetings, are attended by less than 10 people. Most of them are. Many meetings fizzle. People are not getting well. Why? They are doing everything other than what this book suggests. My point is that I'm so blessed that Vision for You. I'm not making that this is some unique, special thing. I'm just saying, why? Because we study the book. We study the instructions, the roadmaps for how to get well and to stay well, to have a spiritual awakening. Grateful for this book. I'm grateful to all of you for teaching me. And with that, I pass.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. Next up is Reva P. Followed by Shanice. Sorry about that.
Good morning. This is Reva P., grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Toronto, currently in Florida. I am so grateful for this book and the people who found the message to explain to me what the problem was and then what the solution was. You know, I was in an eating disorders program. I got a lot of information and a lot of research information and a lot of statistics, and I still didn't understand the problem, and I still didn't have a solution. I totally related to the allergy of the body, although it sounded a bit strange, but my experience proved it correct. So that was an easy concept. I don't think I really understood the mental obsession until the food was down and I experienced it. I had no idea how crazy my mind was and how much my mind was taking me back to foods and ingredients that were killing me. And then when I heard that lack of power was my real problem, I thought that was ridiculous. But you know what? The people who stood in front of me, the people who passed down the message, were talking from experience. And the knowledge they had was the knowledge from experience, not from books, not from a research study. And they were walking, talking miracles. And because of that experience, I trusted in what they said. So I am so grateful that this is a book based on combined experience. And it's sort of telling me, you know, how I'm supposed to carry the message, explain the problem based on my experience, and talk about the useful program, the steps based on my experience. And useful means I have to use it. And, you know, to this day, this is not a one-and-done thing. Whenever I share step 10s or make an outreach call, I'm so grateful that I don't get advice or counseling, people's experiences. And experience shows me what doesn't work. Same for myself. So it's so simple, and it's all laid out in the book. So grateful for the teachers who explained, because I didn't understand this book when I first read it, and I didn't really relate to it. So thank you, God, for this meeting and the teachers who teach from experience. That is way more powerful than anything else. And with that, I pass.
All right, Reeve, I appreciate it. Before Shanna jumps up here, let me let you know where we're at if you came on the meeting a tad bit late. So we're in There's a Solution, page 19, the third paragraph, starting with, we have concluded to publish, and we're ending that paragraph, we're concerned with the drinking problem, we're sharing on that. All right, Shanna, you're up.
Hey, Russ, it's Shanna C., grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Tennessee. So grateful to be on the line this morning. Thank you for your service, and thanks for everyone who shared. And it's only through the grace of a loving God that I've found through these steps that I'm able to remain free today and to enjoy this opportunity that has been freely given to me. And the more I'm in the steps and the more inventory I take and the more I look at myself, the more I realize how much of a gift this truly, truly is. What I did to get here was burn my life to the ground by eating too damn much. And I got here because of a phone call, because someone was willing to tell their story. And it happens every day because someone is properly on facts about themselves and we're able, in order to stay abstinent themselves, they were willing to pass it on to me. And I had a sponsor one time share with me, none of us do this perfect. It's the connection that's made. You know, we just make the connection. And the God of our understanding does the heavy lifting. Does that mean I don't do the work? Does that mean God just waves a magic wand over me and fixes me? No, if that were true, that would have happened many years ago because I have a God that's faithful and does answer my prayers. But for whatever reason, I need to be here with you all, and I'm grateful for that. The cool thing that jumps out to me is on page 19 where it says, if we keep on the way we are going, there is little doubt that much good will result. That's a promise. So what were they doing? I mean, if you look back in the previous paragraphs, what were they doing that's going to result in much good? Page 18, the ex-problem drinker in italics. You know, and then the next paragraph, people are making the approach that this dude has no attitude of holier than thou, nothing whatever, but the sincere desire to be helpful. You know, after such an approach, many take up their beds and walk again. What else do they do? You know, we put down the food, we work the steps, we do because fear, you know, makes me abstinent for a bit, but it doesn't keep me abstinent. Fear propels me into doing the work to where I can see just how much I need a power greater than myself, how all the attempts of following the food plan and doing the things in my own power just eventually fizzles out. And being able to look at this next line here, which says, how is it that we're going to, pass this on and present that which has been so freely given? Well, it says in the next line, we've got a book. And so one of the things, and doing 12-step work for me not too long ago, I was on the phone with my sponsor. I just had this overwhelming, oh, my God, what do I do? Overwhelmed, because one of the things that I can do is I can get really overwhelmed in 12-step work, and that'll actually make me want to eat. It's the weirdest thing, because nothing will so much ensure immunity. Thank you. It's intensive work with other compulsive overeaters, but so grateful that the power that we're given also creates the balance that I need, and that I can just go back to the book and hand people a book and take them through the book. And it's just that simple. I don't have to reinvent the wheel. Anyway, I've talked too long. Thanks for allowing me to share, and everyone have a great weekend.
Thanks, Shanna. Appreciate it. Next up is Rich B., followed by Jennifer C.
My name's Rich, compulsive reader, bulimic, 100-pounder. Thanks, everybody who does service Pacific time. I wake up this
Rich,
early.
Where are you calling in from, Rich?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm from Los Angeles.
Awesome. Hi, man. Go ahead.
I'm real grateful, and I love this reading. You know, I came into program a very long time ago, in 87, 16 years of back-to-back accidents, being morbidly obese my whole life. And I lost it because I thought I was fit, was cured, and it took me many years to come back. I think I'll say I had that. It's coming on 2 years. If, a few weeks, my route, Bill Wilson talks about three times in the very sick from this disease. The third time, I got 3 pints of blood. People say, the disease is not deadly. To me, that's bullshit. I was dying, physically dying. Eating, purging, being such self-destructive, got 3 pints of blood. It struck me, it's like I started reciting the third step prayer that I need, it's like I'm powerless. Came back to program because I needed to get to God, somebody that wake up and do certain rituals to stay up and take other people's calls. Going through it again. I abstained through a horrible divorce. Honor. Really working. Losing a 20 because of this. Today, I'm grateful to be up.
Rich,
grateful to be absurd.
You're breaking up, Rich. You're kind of going in and out. We could barely catch a full sentence.
Okay, that better?
Yeah, there you go. You got about a minute left, buddy.
Okay, I just want to say, I don't really go on phone meetings too much because I think it's kind of freaky, but but I'm just grateful to be here, grateful to be a part of this fellowship, and that's all I have. Thank you all for being service.
Thanks, Rich. Come on back. All right, next up is Jennifer C., followed by Jessica S.
Hey, good morning. Jennifer C., recovered in South Carolina. I am an ex-problem eater. And when I woke up this morning, I was not hungover from last night's binge. I was not focused and obsessed on, today I'm going to do this thing. Today I'm going to get serious about this. Today I'm going to tackle this. I'm going to finally be ready, and I'm going to do this right. I didn't think that way this morning. But I lived like that for a long time. And so many on this line are still living like that. And they're trying to do this work, and they're not quite sure what they're not getting, because they're trying to do it, and they just keep going back to the food. You know, and one of the things that I learned is that this is not alcoholism. This is food addiction. And food addiction is a little bit different. The solution is the same. Thank God. We don't have to figure out how it's different, right? It's the same. It's the same solution. God saves you. Work the steps. But detox from food is different than detox from alcoholism. It takes a little bit longer for the full detox process. And so what happens is every time I pick up, I'm starting back at zero, day zero, right? It starts over, the cycle of food addiction. And, you know, for me, I was so encouraged and refreshed, because every time I got on this line, the solution was still the same, right? Whether it was too much broccoli. I mean, I remember eating bowls of broccoli doing a fourth step. And I was like, well, it ain't cheesecake, so I guess I'm doing better, right? But I hadn't had my spiritual awakening quite yet that was sufficient enough to take away the desire to use food as a solution to my problems. Whether it was too much broccoli, it was three cheesecakes in the parking lot before I vomited it all up, like it was the same disease. And the solution is always the same. And so, you know, my encouragement to those that are still struggling, like, we are placed in a position of neutrality, which means that we don't do that ourselves. I kept thinking that I could control my recovery. And the reality was I had to surrender to it. And we hear that word a lot, surrender, 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 right? But it's incomplete if we don't talk about to the care of God, step three. You know, I kept picking up because I kept not trusting. I kept not trusting, not being willing to go to any lengths, right? Like, well, I made three calls and I still picked up, and make six today. Until you have that spiritual awakening that is sufficient enough to remove the desire to use food as a solution, then the tools are very, very, very important, yeah. Right? So all of it matters. All of it works. But we have to take it one day at a time. And we have to keep working the steps until the miracle happens. And with that, I pass.
Thanks, Jessica. I mean, Jennifer. Sorry, Jennifer. Next up is Jessica S. And then we're going to take another list.
Hey, can you put me toward the end of the line? Because I'm in transit.
All right. No, we'll grab about five more. Four more. Let's do four more, and then we'll throw you in there at the end. All right. So we're going to open up the lines for Sharon. If you share the Wednesday and Thursday, please step back. And let's take four more shares, and then we'll add Jessica S. to the end.
Penny C.
Hiya, P.
My
Hold on. Well, I got Penny C. That's all I got.
Colorado.
I think I got Pete. I heard Pete. Well, somebody from Colorado.
Jen A.
Jen A.
Hiya, P.
Eileen.
Hiya, P. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. We'll do Penny C, P, Jen A. Who else was that? Hiya, Pete, and then we're going to put Jessica at the end. If we got time, we'll do more. Sorry about that. I got 2 years here. Penny C, you're up.
Thanks, Russ. Always good to hear you on Friday mornings. I'm Penny C. I'm recovered compulsive overeater from the Boston area. I am constantly these days in store or I don't know what to say, but the responsibility that I have when this is so true, this was true when this book was published in 1939 and true today, that hundreds, thousands of people who, like me, have the disease of compulsive overeating and are dying. And I've been given the gift of abstinence and recovery through the steps. Then, you know, what can I do? It says, how then shall we present that which has been so freely given to us? Well, it's going to go on to tell us that they published a book. I'm not going to publish a book. I can tell you that. I'm way past publishing a book and with my age and all. But I am the book to so many people who watch us. You know, it's what we do. I always say that the best service I can give is to stay in recovery myself, to continue to work the steps, and to be a role model, be an example to others. People do watch what we do and how we act, mostly how we act. And so that whole idea of responsibility that we all who are recovered share, to be out there and let people know in some way. What I do is, you know, especially when I'm working with somebody or in, you know, whatever I'm doing in social situations, if I can, and there's someone that I see that probably is an overeater like myself, I just say, you know, I used to weigh over 200 pounds. And many times that gets their questions, how did you do it? And then I can talk about it. So that's my message, that with God's help, I continue to live the steps and demonstrate what a wonderful gift that I've been given, and that it's there for anyone who wants to do the work. And I'll pass.
Thanks, Penny. Appreciate it. Next up is Pete B, followed by Jen A.
Good morning, Russ. Thank you for taking the meeting. I appreciate your service. And my name is Pete B. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm recovered today by God's grace and mercy in Pennsylvania. And, you know, I just want to honor, and I want to respect the fact that, you know, many of us in the Fellowship of Overeaters Anonymous are afflicted with the condition in different ways, right? In different ways. Some people just have the mental component. Some people have the mental and the physical. They're impacted in different ways, right? But this is saying here, it's setting forth the problem as we see it. And then when this first chapter, this is the first chapter in the Bible, when it was written, well, they didn't have the program of recovery. They didn't have the 12 steps. They didn't have, you know, chapter 5. This was it sitting on its own, right? And what's laid out? What's the problem? The problem as we see it, right? It identifies it in the doctor's opinion. Right? It tells us the problem as we see it is not loneliness or isolation. It's not the fact that we're physically dependent on a substance. That's not the problem. The problem as we see it for people afflicted with this condition is they have an abnormal reaction to alcohol, and to us, an abnormal reaction to certain ingredients and behaviors and foods. You know, nowhere in this book does it reference alcoholism as alcoholic addiction, as alcohol addiction. Because addiction, while it is a part of the problem, is not the problem for me. Because if it was, I'd still have the problem. Because I'm still addicted to food. I can't figure out a way to live without it. The problem is what I'm addicted to. I'm addicted to substances that trigger a reaction that absolutely insists that I eat more of the substance or engage in more in the behavior. It's not optional. I can't live without that. So it's the reaction to the substance or the behavior that's the problem. See, if it was just addiction, I could get over addiction, getting a bunch of friends,
together helped me reinforce the fact that I want to quit, right? Don't adopt a bunch of practices. I could overcome that with connection. Right? But this program is telling me that that's not going to do. I'm going to have a spiritual experience. And the way it outlines to have that experience is to adopt these practices, these steps that expels the obsession to drink and enables the sufferer to live happily and usefully whole.
Time.
Pass.
Thanks, Pete. Appreciate you. Next up is Jen A, followed by Kaya P.
Good morning, Russ. Thanks so much for taking the meeting, buddy. My name is Jen A. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Colorado. Thank you, God, for saving a girl like me today. You know, I am so thankful, and I just want to give thanks and gratitude to the people who carried this message to me. It started out in an in-person meeting, and the man who sat across from me, you know, he was calm. He wasn't ruffled. His feathers weren't, you know, like, and he wasn't crazy. He was calm. And he was in a right-sized body. And so, you know, what I saw and what I heard is what attracted me to stay in the meetings of Overeaters Anonymous. And that is the same man that a few months later, after I relapsed, has carried the message to me for the last 8 years. And then it was additional people, like when I finally got on this Vision for You line, that carried the message to me. And I think during the pandemic, it was really awesome because we got the opportunity to go into the Hollywood Squares, and we got the opportunity to meet people in the Worldwide Fellowship of Overeaters Anonymous and hear their experience, strength, and hope, and you know, what the solution was and what the problem was and how, you know, how to deal with it. And that was a gift as well. And what I have to be reminded is that I take this information back to, you know, back to my home groups, back to my Zoom meetings, back to everywhere, and I keep sharing what it says, our combined experience and knowledge. My experience is I have an allergy of the body and obsession of the mind. And you know what? It comes in the form of compulsive overeating, anorexia, bulimia, exercise bulimia. I've tried it all. I've tried the gyms. I've tried the pills. I've tried the potions. I've tried the weight loss centers. I've tried everything. And so my experience tells me, the left to my own devices, this shit doesn't work anymore. And so my experience says, by the people around me, try these 12 steps as they're laid out in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. See if a transformation will happen to you, just like it happened to that man who sponsored me. And you know what? Not only did it drive out the obsession, and I have neutrality around food, exercise, pills, potions, the whole nine yards, it led to a personality change and a transformation of my heart and my mind and my soul. And that's the most beautiful thing. You know, the food to me doesn't call to me. Valentine's Day today, Valentine's Day tomorrow. Come on. We're loaded with candy. We're loaded with sweets, cupcakes, cookies, cake, you name it. Doesn't call to me. Why? Because I truly know the meaning of love, loving myself, loving others, because of this program and because of a God who's shown me the way through my sponsor and the 12 steps, the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and these awesome meetings. So with that, Rusty, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Jen. Appreciate you. All right. Next up is Kaya P. And then I think we're going to be able to take Jessica. We'll be able to take Jessica. All right, Kaya, you're up.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. My name is Kaya P. I'm a very, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater, bulimic restrictor, and anorexic. I live between Denver and New Jersey. I'm currently on the East Coast. I just want to first welcome anyone who's new to Overeaters Anonymous. You know, this is such a large meeting. This is Overeaters Anonymous. This is a meeting that is called A Vision for You, named after the chapter in the book. And so because it's on the phone and there's a large meeting, we don't always know who's new. And also we ask the newcomers at different times in the morning. So I just want to welcome anyone who might be new today, or maybe you're just new to this meeting, not new to OA. So welcome.
to a meeting that really, really, really focuses on the solution that this paragraph tells us about. And I want to welcome anyone or just, you know, give you a virtual hug here if you're in the rooms and struggling, because there really is a solution. You just might not have done it just yet. So I just really want to welcome all of you. There really are miracles that happen here, and it's not rocket science. It's in this book. And I love, you know, it tells us we've concluded to publish an anonymous volume. That's the book, right? Setting forth the problem, which is the first chapters where it tells us about the problem, what it is, you know, the doctor's opinion and more about alcoholism and explaining, you know, what the actual problem is, and then sharing their combined experience, what they did, right? And then the suggested useful program, which is these 12 steps. And you know, I'm just so grateful. I have like this metaphor that I have that has just really been helpful for me, which is I say I have like type 1 spiritual diabetes. That's what this is. Type 1 diabetes, you didn't do anything. You're born that way. And the solution is must have constant insulin available. And for me, I have this type 1 spiritual diabetes in the form of this alcoholism around food. And my solution, my insulin is step 12. And I need to do steps 1 through 9 and stay clear in 10 and 11 in order to do step 12. And so that's my insulin. Hopefully I'm doing a little bit of step 12 right now, just sharing the message, but and practicing it in my affairs. So they've concluded to publish this volume that lays out for us how to have that spiritual insulin on a daily basis. And I'm just so grateful for that. I'm really grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be on the East Coast where this meeting is not at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I can be awake and maybe even share sometimes. And I'm just so, so, so grateful. And I also just want to say that I was sharing this with a new sponsee last night, that when I came to my first meetings, I ran out of the meeting because they talked about God. That was not what I was looking for. This is not a religious program. It's a spiritual program. And there's no dogma, doctrine, or anything you must believe in. But I do suggest getting curious about the possibility that there's a power greater than yourself that can help you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Aya. Appreciate it. So Jessica S., can you jump on it? You could be our last share of the day.
Okay, yeah. I just want to thank everyone for the exchange. And, this is from Ohio. So, I was just thinking about the person that who took me on. I remember initially, like, him during the pandemic. I remember I was like, no way, no how. And I tried everything, you know, to just do the steps without doing the God thing. And it didn't work. And eventually I had to, you know, follow the suggestion. I followed the direction of my sponsor, and I gotta tell you that there's only really one solution. There's not, you know, multiple of solution or taking a cafeteria style. But and with that, I'm just gonna pass. And I just want to welcome the newcomers because you are the most important thing in the room. Hence the name we did for you. You keep us alive. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for the show.
Thanks, Jessica. We have time for a minute and a half. Who wants a minute and a half?
I'll take it.
Go ahead. The first person that spoke out. Who is that?
Lori C.
Go ahead, Lori.
I'm Lori C. from Massachusetts and from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And this is just such a great reading. Thank you for your service. The thing that struck me today is how Bill is so particular with his words. And when he says, I should suggest a useful program for anyone concerned with a drinking problem. He doesn't say anyone that is convinced they have a drinking problem yet. And he's going to go on in this book, will go on to say what the problem is they'll describe it. We'll have more about alcoholism, the examples, and then get in, you know, the solution that is described. And I just love that. So if there's anybody that is not convinced yet, is checking out, you know, I think I have a problem. I don't know how to stop. I want to stop and I can't stop. I've tried to stop. Just keep coming, step into the steps and, you know, work with a sponsor. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Roy. I appreciate it. Thank you to everyone who shared, everyone who did service on this meeting today. Please stick around for another unrecorded hour study immediately following in the closing. So let me give you today's share ID. We have today's share ID, Friday 13, 2026, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,208. All right, we're going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Tamara C. is going to read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then.
Thank you. This is Tamara C., recovered compulsive overeater in Missouri. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own health is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.